NFL, the NFLPA cleared the Texans and they made any mistakes from how y'all handled Thomas Savage. They're going to, they augmented the protocol. What do you think about them officially coming out and saying what you basically felt, that no mistakes were made?
Right. No, I think we, you know, we handled it the way it was supposed to be handled. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, speaking for us here at the Texans, it's always about trying to do the right thing, doing the right thing by the player, doing the right thing by the rules, and that's what we try to do.
Are you glad that they've made improvements to the protocol so something like that wouldn't happen again, where y'all followed the rules, but you probably shouldn't have went back in?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think there's a lot of things that can be improved. So I think anything where you can help the obviously the safety of the player in this game is the most important thing. I think anything like that helps when you try to improve that process.
If you come up with your quarterback play, or if you play
Yates will start, and more than likely Heinicke will be the backup.
Bill, you told us going into Christmas that you were expecting some big surprise at the house. You want to share it with us?
No, because it didn't really work out. Maybe I'll have to talk to you guys off the record. OTR.
Bill, I know.
Not here.
Oh, okay.
Bill, would you take the practice field today, last one of 2017? Can you think about the tumultuous seasons? Take a moment.
Nah, not really. I mean, really, we're just focused on the Colts, Matt. We really are. We're just trying to figure out a way to get on the winning side of things. I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, the time for that is, you know, after this game. Right now, it's really just really trying to figure out how to beat the Colts. That's really what it's all about.
Bill, I know last year DeAndre's numbers weren't where they were this year, but you still believe that he really was helpful to your playoff team. But what is the difference in him last year compared to this year? I know he had that stretch with Watson, but he still played with someone.
Yeah, I mean, ball's been thrown to him. You know, he's made the plays. You know, he's had a great year. He's always looking to improve. Came back in great shape. Works hard in practice. Does everything we ask him to do. And, you know, when the ball's thrown to him, you know, 99.9% of the time, a guy's going to make a play on the ball. So that's really what it comes down to.
He looks faster. Is that possible?
I mean, he's fast. He's a big guy. He can run. He's got great hands. Like I said, he's always trying to improve. You know, we never timed him or anything like that, but he's a big, fast guy, no doubt about it.
The practice squad, tight end, basketball guy, what have you seen in Lenny football?
Right. Yeah, just got here. Very eager to learn. Obviously, has really good length, athleticism, but, you know, very raw when it comes to playing the game. But obviously, we brought him in here to work with him, so we'll see how it goes.
With DeAndre, he said that he won't be able to play. He's disappointed. He's never missed a game. It's something that hurts him. He just wants to be out there. But how difficult is that? Other guys want to step up. Do you expect more from Braxton or
yeah.
Will?
Sure, yeah. I mean, Will have to, you know, step up like he always does. Braxton, obviously, you know, Kobe Hamilton, Chris Thompson, guys like that. You know, everybody's going to have to contribute. You know, look, when you lose a player like Hop, it's tough, you know, because, you know, obviously his production has been at a great level this year. So, but we'll, you know, those guys will step up. We have a lot of confidence in those guys.
Bill,